You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Just a correction on my part. AMCU workers were not striking at Impala, but they did reach a wage deal, a five-year wage deal with the company. That announcement coming from Impala Platinum earlier today. NUMSA workers, it seems like there are still a bit of grievances there, but we'll follow up on that story. But moving on and looking at a bird's eye view of the economy, through the eyes of the South African Reserve Bank, they released their quarterly bulletin today. It is a 127-page document, essentially a window of how the South African Reserve Bank views the economy, how growth is holding up, how the financial positions of households are looking, the investments that are being made by the private and the public sector, as well as the inflows that are coming into our financial markets. We do have Ian Venter, the Senior Manager for Economic Statistics at the Department of the Reserve Bank. Ian, thanks so much for your time. We don't often talk about the quarterly bulletin on our show, and I just wanted to know from you what you think the important points for the listeners that are members of the households, as well as listeners that are running businesses right now. What's important they need to know about this quarterly bulletin that you guys put together?
Good evening, Fifi. Yes, as you said, the bulletin is quite a lengthy document. So it basically provides a report on the domestic economic developments in the first quarter of this year, this bulletin specifically. And actually, although a lot of economic indicators are still well below the pre-COVID levels, the quarter one outcome was generally quite positive and strong. So if you just look at economic growth, GDP growth, it actually accelerated to quite a robust 1.9% in the first quarter, and it was quite broad-based among all the economic sectors. Household consumption expenditure growth did slow in the first quarter, but it was still quite strong at 1.4%. Fixed investment increased, also at a quite strong 3.6%. Then, although employment is still lagging the COVID recovery, it also increased quite strongly in the first quarter. And then South Africa's trade surplus with the rest of the world also increased in the first quarter, and this led to a slight increase in the surplus on the current account of the balance of payments. There was also a net inflow of capital on the financial account, and that was compared to an outflow in the fourth quarter of last year. Also, credit extension by monetary institutions to both households and companies increased in the first quarter. So, maybe that's just a few highlights I can mention.
And mostly positive highlights, as you did say, a number of the indicators are reflecting that things are on the up, and perhaps the worst of the COVID-19 storm is behind us. But where are the areas of weakness presently in the economy as you guys see them?
Yeah, I think there's, certain sectors. I think one must also add that, the recovery has not been even among all the sectors. So there are certain sectors like the construction sector, for instance, that's where output is still way below the pre-COVID level. Employment, as I mentioned, is lagging. And then obviously price pressures that are mounting, especially input prices have increased very sharply, especially energy prices, fuel and crude oil, and as well as food prices, especially grains, and this has been made worse by the war in Ukraine. So a lot of it is also global developments, but the price pressures are one of the headwinds that we are facing.
Yeah, we're all feeling those price pressures. It's certainly squeezing our pockets, and our money is doing a whole lot less, having to get fewer goods. And we know that the South African Reserve Bank is also pretty worried about inflation. It's one of your main concerns. And I'd just like to know, just based on the data, when do you see the inflation risk passing? I know it's very difficult to call when we will have our peak and all that, but just based on what the numbers are saying, is it getting better or are we still in for some tough times?
I think the statistics are not yet showing that it's turned around. I think we'll still see some, you know, inflation accelerating. If you look at inflation of producer prices, which are actually in double digits for a while now, and that's still increasing. So those are your input costs, and that usually feed through to the consumer price index, you know, with a bit of a lag. And then I think the full impact of the food price increases internationally we haven't seen yet. So there could still be a bit of price pressures coming through before it turns around. But I think a lot will also depend on global developments. You know, it's, for instance, how long the war lasts in Ukraine, and if they are able to get you know, food supplies out and the next harvest there. So there's a lot of and obviously the impact of that on crude oil prices and fuel prices. So a lot of it is quite uncertain still at this point.
Mm. I think what's also pretty interesting to see is, despite the fact that things are tough for most people out there, consumers are still spending. And I just wonder if perhaps the state of the consumer, when we talk about them being under pressure, are we exaggerating in that statement, given the fact that spending is still on the up, according to the bulletin?
Yes. What we did see is that spending is up, as you said, but the growth rate is actually halved. So in the fourth quarter of last year, household expenditure increased by 3%, and the first quarter it was 1.4%. So it is slowing down, but it is still quite a strong increase. And it was especially strong on durable goods, and there it was specifically vehicle sales. So the fourth quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year, vehicle sales was quite strong. Before that, it was a bit weaker. So and there was also a lot of supply shortages. So one suspects that the increase we've seen in the last two quarters was because of you know, availability of stock. But if you look at the more timely monthly indicators, one can see a bit of a slowdown happening. So vehicle sales came down the last few months, and also retail trade sales. So one is not sure that strong increases will last. What I must also mention is that after the COVID lockdowns, the initial lockdowns, you know, savings rates have increased a lot. So household savings and corporate savings. So some of that expenditure is probably financed from those savings that was built up during the lockdowns.
Which is a good thing. I think it's improved financial behavior. What's not so great, though, is the fact that the level of investments right now into the economy are not as strong as they could be, certainly are not at the levels where we were before entering the pandemic. And I'd like you to speak to that and just when you think we could see a change in the investment picture that is being made into the economy, both by the public sector, so that's government, as well as the private sector?
Yeah, no, that's an important point. I think at least what we've seen in the last quarter or so is a bit of an increase, actually quite strong increases in two quarters now in investment. But if you look at the bigger picture, it is still way below pre-COVID levels. So that is, and even before COVID, you know, investment growth was quite weak. Investment, of course, follows economic growth and it follows confidence. You know, so if the economy grows well, the investment will come. And if business confidence increases, that also usually leads to investment. So, you know, on both those fronts, especially on the confidence side, it's quite weak. I think with all these global headwinds and inflationary pressures, it creates a lot of uncertainty. So, and uncertainty is not good for investment. So that
not
is,
to mention,
you know, I think those are the factors.
Yeah, not to mention the local headwinds. Stage 6 load shedding, which of course is not reflected in your report. We'll probably read about it the next time. But Ian, thanks so much for joining the show. Ian Venter, the Senior Manager for Economic Statistics Department there at the South African Reserve Bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.